Next guest is awaiting a flight out west, and he is a very happy camper because he achieved a huge dream for any hockey player by being drafted into the National Hockey League in the first round last Friday night. He is Brant Clark from Nepean, Ontario, who is now a member of the Los Angeles Kings. How are you doing this morning, Brant?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
You got that early morning squeak in your voice like you're just not quite used to being up this early. But I know you're heading out to the summer showcase, so we'll talk about that in just a second. But I think all of us, Brant, were taken by your reaction that we saw during the television coverage of the draft after being picked by Los Angeles. Kind of take us through that moment.
Yeah, you know, it was really special. You know, a lot of people from out of town kind of came in to support me, my friends and family, and you were sitting there, you didn't really know what was going to happen. There were some teams that are higher that said they were really high on me, and then they passed on me, and then I also knew LA was high on me, but, you know, those teams already passed on me, so it was kind of in my own head a bit. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, but kind of that sigh of relief when it did happen, and you saw the excitement, you saw all my family jumping up and down, and you saw the emotion on my face. That was I couldn't be happier. Like I've said this before, but it was the best day of my life, and it truly was. I worked so hard for that moment, and I'm really honored to be an LA King.
Well, yeah, and congratulations on that, and thanks for providing the moment, because it was, we all share in the excitement, you know, when a player reacts the way you did, Brant. So congratulations on that. How much discussion did you have with LA prior to the draft?
Yeah, they were definitely one of the teams I talked to the most. Three like Zoom calls I had with them, and then I had that with some other teams too. But I knew there was definitely a lot of interest there, and there was a lot of interest by me too. You know, it's a big market, and they have a really solid young core coming up with prospects, and I'm honored to be a part of that.
We're with Brant Clark, drafted by the LA Kings last Friday. Now, Brant, I don't know how it works, but I did notice that in the aftermath of your celebration and your euphoria, somebody threw an LA, not just a hat, because all you guys, I think, did you have hats from all 32 teams in the NHL?
Yes. We got sent all 32 hats.
Yeah, okay, so, but I did see a Kings jersey get thrown in there as well, and I don't know that everybody had a jersey, because it's a virtual draft. Did you have jerseys from all the teams as well, or did you kind of have a thought of, you had, like how many jerseys did you have to throw on?
No, this is actually a funny story. My uncle, who came down from Toronto, went to, like, Pro Hockey Life like 2 days before, and he felt like he wanted me to be have a jersey in that moment, so he bought like 1 through 15, and he's like, he told the guys, like, I'm gonna return 14 of these.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's how I had the jersey, and I'm, you know, it was pretty cool.
That is a great
take
story.
The price tag on any off any of them, could you?
There was a little tag, and I like the video back to it.
Oh, that's a fantastic story. Now, what are you going to do? Okay, you're going to keep your LA Kings hat, I'm sure. What are you going to do with the other 31 hats?
I was actually just dishing them out to my family members, telling which one they look the coolest. I don't have any of them anymore. I just kept giving them out. Some of my buddies got drafted too, so I gave them the hats of the teams they went to. But I didn't feel the need to keep them.
I'm assuming your brother shared in the excitement and perhaps maybe was a little bit more excited. What was Graham's reaction?
Graham was ecstatic. You know, Graham's been a huge part of my entire life, and I was there for his draft. I was just as excited when he got selected, and we didn't have to wait as long for me, but he's got big things coming for him. He got the contract with New Jersey, and he's gonna do really special things. And you saw the emotion on his face too. My whole family was just really, really pumped up, and so was I.
You got family bragging rights, at least as far as draft position goes. Now, New Jersey, of course, had the fourth pick in the draft, so they had an opportunity to take you. And of course, your brother is a member of the organization already. Was it a disappointment when that didn't happen, or what was your reaction?
I don't know. I feel like it was more so a disappointment for my family. My family was really talking that, trying to speak it into existence. But I guess that's not the way that they wanted to go, and it is what it is. I'm happy to be an LA King, and I'm not kind of thinking twice about it. I'm not thinking, I wish they took me. I wish someone higher took me. I've been really happy with how it played out, and the organization seems great. I've talked to all the front office, and some players have reached out, so I'm really happy with my situation.
Brant, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been to LA since the draft, correct?
No, I have not.
Oh, you've not? Okay. I saw a picture of posted on social media, and it I thought you were in LA. It looked like it. Okay, so
that's his uncle's jersey that he bought at Pro Hockey Life Gorge.
I guess. Oh, yes. Yeah. Standing in front of Pro Hockey Life, returning 14 others.
He's probably doing that right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay. So the plan is obviously not to get there for another couple of weeks or a month or so, eh?
Yes, I think they want us to go down late August or something like that. Yeah. They haven't given me an exact date yet, but I'm excited to go.
How much have you looked at? How much did you look at ahead of time at LA? And of course, you'd be familiar certainly with Drew Doughty. I mean, you're a right shot offensive defenseman. You couldn't learn under a better guy, first and foremost. But how much have you kind of looked through the team and the prospects and that part of it since you got drafted?
Yeah, I've definitely done a lot more research. You know, kind of see who they got in that organization. And yeah, obviously, you know, Drew's quite the player for a really long time. He has been for a really long time. He's one of the most complete players in the NHL. He won Norris Trophy, two-time Stanley Cup champion. So, yeah, learning out of that guy was pretty cool. But just in general, they have a great prospect role coming up. You know, they took Byfield last year. They have some other OHL guys that I played against that are really talented. So, yeah, just to be now a big part of that to that young core, I'm really excited, and I think we're going to do special things.
So you are now headed out to, in the short term, the World Junior Summer Showcase. Tell us, you're at the Toronto airport as we speak, so what's going to be going on over the next few days?
Yeah, we're kind of just arriving today, no ice today, but it's just a lot of scrimmages and stuff. They want to see how we've been doing, how we've progressed, and yeah, it's all kind of leading up to the World Juniors in December, and this is just kind of putting yourself on the map, you know, putting in a good showing for all these Team Canada executives, and hoping that it carries over to a camp invite in December.
Yeah, you're one of 51 players invited to this camp. Do you know Dave Cameron at all?
I do not. I do not know him personally, no.
You're in for a treat. Wonderful, wonderful man here. Now the head coach, obviously, of Canada's junior program. 16 defensemen going to this. What are your expectations going in? Is it just go and play your game, do your thing, and I guess, for lack of a better term, showcase yourself?
It is, yeah. That kind of is my mindset right now. You know, I want to put on a good showing, but you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to try to put on a show or try to go end to end every time. That's not my game. I just want to do what I'm good at. You know, those breakout passes. You know, getting shots through from the point. And if I do those and I do all the things that I excel at, I think it's going to be a good showing for me. And but I'm definitely not going to change the style of play that I do just so I get noticed more.
With Brant Clark of Nepean, drafted by the LA Kings, heading out to Canada's World Junior Summer Showcase. So 2020 and 2021, the world has been kind of turned upside down, and your world, like everybody's, I'm sure, has as well. But are you trying to imagine what the end of this year might be like? I mean, your dream of being drafted in the National Hockey League, that's now a reality of potentially as well suiting up for Team Canada at the World Juniors. Have you allowed yourself to think that far?
I have, yeah. You know, that kind of is the next big thing on the checklist that I really want to do. And there's a long ways to go. You know, I'm gonna have to have a good showing here. I am gonna have to come out of the gates hot when I'm in Barrie, and obviously everyone wants to be on the team. It's the highlight of junior hockey. But the fact that I'm definitely in consideration and my name's definitely gonna be in the talks to be on that team, it's pretty exciting. And the fact that Canada's hosting it this year, you can't ask for much more than that.
Have you done anything different this summer in terms of training, Brant, or has it just been status quo and do your thing that you've done, you know, for the last couple of summers?
I'd say status quo. You know, I work out with Tony Greco. He's great. We have a great group. And then I'm just on the ice 3 to 4 times a week. So I feel like I'm making good strides, but nothing like outlandish I've been doing. I just kind of doing my regular summer routine, and I think it's been going really well for me.
Okay, we'd be remiss if I didn't ask you as we wrap up here. I think the last time we had you on a couple of months ago or so, you talked about the fact that your parents were, and I guess you were, season ticket holders for the Sens. You guys had the seats where often after the Sens did something good, the camera automatically panned, and we saw you and Graham quite a bit as very, very, very young boys. Is there any kind of thought about how it would have been nice to go to Ottawa, or were you just happy to be drafted and didn't really think about it?
No, I was definitely thinking about Ottawa being a possibility, and you know, that'd be a really cool, you know, full circle kind of thing. I've been, I went to so many games. We did have season tickets and everything, but looking back now, I wouldn't trade anything. I'm ecstatic to be an LA King, and I just can't wait to get going with them.
All right. Awesome to see you achieve a dream on Friday. That was really cool to watch that. Good luck this week on the Summer Showcase, and I will look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you for having me on, guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
There is.